It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. As we continue on this morning, I'm Walt Lindela. Joining me now is Melinda Britton, who is the founder of Diaper Marquette and Marquette County, I should say. And this is a big project you're doing over a few days. Give everybody some insight. What's happening?
What we are doing is we're putting on a community diaper drive. It's been running since April 1st, and it'll go through April 30th. Our community recipient is the Marquette County Baby Shower, so we're really excited to be putting on the first of what is many to come diaper drives for a local community recipient to be able to help benefit families in our local area. I've been a doula now for nearly 11 years. You know, through that experience and through just my genuine, like, love of like moms and babies and families, I wanted to be able to find a way to give back to our communities, and also to be able to give back to other organizations in our area that that are, you know, providing diapers throughout the years, you know, to local families. So that was really important.
So this is a month-long effort that you're doing here in the month of April, a Diaper Marquette County. How do people help out? How do you have it set up for folks to take part?
So there are different drop-off locations throughout Marquette County. In Glen, we've got Shannon's Home Cooking, Harvey, Chocolate Ace, Ishpeming at Jim's Jubilee. Marquette, we've got Jill Leonard State Farm, which I always like to point out is very, is very conveniently located right next to Target and Walmart. And then Mishigami Maple Ridge Resort in Nagani, Midtown Bakery and Cafe. So we're asking everyone that is interested in dropping off diapers to contact those businesses directly. People can also get a full list on our Facebook page. So, they can contact the business directly. And then we actually have drop-off boxes at every location, so just making it pretty convenient. Some of the locations have, you know, offered a discount or percentage off this month on different things for those that want to give back.
So really just get some diapers and donate them. They get gathered through the course of this month. And then you said that these are going to be distributed at the community baby shower. Is that the plan?
Yep. So they're going to be distributed. We've partnered with the Marquette County Baby Shower for this drive. And in the future, the plan is to do a drive in the spring and then a drive in the fall. So there will be a different community recipient in the fall. So we want to just keep the word out, make sure that we're educating that there really is a need in this way throughout our community.
Well, I appreciate you giving me a few moments of your time this morning to talk about it, and certainly keep us posted as to how it's going. Again, you can find this on Facebook if people have questions.
Yep, so they can find it's Diaper Marquette County on Facebook, and people can also contact me directly through Doulas of Marquette, or just give me a call. My information's on my website, but yeah, if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to help out. I also wanted to give a shout out to a couple of our sponsors, Get Fresh Communications and The Shipping Shop as well. They've really helped get this process rolling. So we're super excited. We know that this is going to really help families in our community. One thing that people don't always know is that programs such as WIC or, Bridge Card, DHS, they don't provide diapers. So so this is a way to be able to provide to the families in need.
That's Melinda Britton, who is the coordinator and organizer of Diaper Marquette County. If you missed any of the interview, we'll have some highlights for you at our website at sunny.fm. We'll link up all the information and keep you connected to the community here on Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.